Blog Talk Radio.
While I'm checking out this guy on Facebook, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio, as well as Twitter, it's because I like to share something with you, and that is Love Cafe is the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. And the things that you might have that you have questions about, you might not be sure about, we hope within our series and episode that we go through, we can share something with you that may allow you to move in a direction of success in your love journey, because that's what it is. It is a journey. It's nothing wrong with that. Call it a journey, because regardless you're married or you are in a life partnership or you're dating or whatever it be, if you're looking for love, we all love makes the world go around. So that's what we're going to talk about. So what we're going to do through the appetite, we're going to give you something to tease you, to give you what you need so you can move forward. And it might not be what you want to hear tonight, but come back every 2 weeks. We'll be with you coming hard on the third Thursday at 6 o'clock, and we're going to be talking some love. Also, you want to be a part of this show. I want to be able to share with you. We are now being aired on WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, the formerly known the Smith Way Production. And we're so glad to have it. WBSW is We the Voice of the Smith Way Internet Talk Radio. The call-in number, as we moved away from call-in, we said dial-in number. You can check us out on 347-857-412. When you call in, you press 1 if you got some thoughts you want to share with us, some expertise, and I'll make sure I identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then I'll definitely allow, make sure you're on the line and you can come at us hard. But just give us your location. It helps us. If you want to give your name, that's fine too. If you want to check us out as well on the Twitter, you can go to the Twitter with Periscope, and you can tweet the show. That's at the Smith Way Production with the number 1, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15, at WVSW _ Internet _Talk_ Radio, as well as at Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. You have all those avenues to check us out, be able to communicate with me. If you want to just email, you can go to Lorenzo D. Smith 15 at gmail.com. We're also being broadcast on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/Dr, which is Dr. Alberto Smith, as well as we mentioned the Instagram, and the Instagram will be the Smith Way Production with the number 1. And you get a chance to just keep up with us. Besides Facebook and Twitter, we're also being recorded through YouTube, and we're going to make sure we get that out. So we got a lot of avenues. And coming soon, we will have the Clubhouse, where we will have an open forum so you can just be a part of the Clubhouse, attach yourself to that, and share your thoughts as well. So it's good to be able to do this. God is so good. He's blessing us with so many things. To have 21 that come in and be able to introduce you all to WVSW, Internet Talk Radio, where we are going to bring some things to you, educational, social, economically, relationship, love talk, just plain old life issues. We have several shows that's operating on WBSW, so check them out from time to time. We've been aired almost every day a week. We rotate 4 days this week and 3 days the next week, so we'll get out 7 days in 2 weeks. We're going to make this thing happen, make it do what it do. Title for our show tonight, I Deserve to Be Truly Loved. I'm going to say it again. I deserve to be truly loved. Why did you lie to me? Come on now, I want you to think for a second. Have you been in a relationship where you know you just truly thought you were loving somebody, but instead what they did, they lied to you. They weren't honest. So that's one of the things you want to focus on tonight. Now make sure you call in, be a part of the show, share your thoughts, or type in your comments on Facebook or on Instagram. Make sure you do that. And if you just want to email the show, you can. As I said earlier, you can just go to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, and you can make sure you connect with them. We're so glad to have you. We will have an email as well as a site for WBSW that you'll be able to connect. As soon a lot of these things are coming, we're going to have a website, the web link, all this is going to be going on. Now, on Blog Talk Radio, just keep in mind when you go to www.blogtalkradio.com, this is the web link, WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. So really to make the same do what it needs to do. I have some special guests and co-hosts. I call them my co-hosts. I've been working with me. They take their time and they call in remotely. We appreciate to have them. I think we got some feedback somewhere. I'm not sure where the feedback is coming from, but if you out there, you got to take the phone to make sure that we don't have that feedback, but we put the feedback in there. So let's try to make this thing happen. I deserve to be truly loved. Why did you lie to me? The first co-host that joined us, and I know she last I communicated, she's on the East Coast, but she's from the West Coast. Oakland, California. She's the CEO and co-founder of Owning My Own Truth Ministry. And I know she's going to share a little bit different. It is a ministry God shared with her so she could go out, as well as her twin sister, to go out and change people's lives in the streets of Oakland, where some of us get to a point we will not go to the streets because we're afraid what may happen. But this young lady grabbed it out. She had some surgery recently, but she's up, sounding strong and ready to get at it tonight. None other than Tina Robinson. How you doing, Tina?
Hey, glory to God. I'm really happy to be on this call right now. I am looking forward to this powerful conversation, and boy, do I have a couple of testimonies about why did he lie, or why did I lie?
Let
you free. Hello. Thank you, Dr. Smith. Yeah.
You're welcome. And let me say to you, and I know I try to make sure I did this throughout the beginning, a Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you.
We want to make sure I say you. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for joining. So that's Tina Robinson. She'll be here to offer her expertise. We have an awesome young man out of the state of Texas. So glad to have someone from the long Star State, out of the Fort Worth, Dallas area, if you want to say Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're so glad to have him. He's a relationship strategist. He's a relationship coach and also a pastor, and soon to have that title of doctor because it has been spoken into existence. None other than Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt. How you doing, Brother Pratt?
I'm doing well, brother. Happy New Year to both of you. It's good to hear your voice.
Happy New Year.
Glad to be on this other side of the New Year now. It's good to hear you guys' voices.
And it's good to have both of y'all on here. And to hear your voice is just awesome, man. I tell you, we have so many things happening around with COVID-19. A lot of people leaving. I just being in my fraternity, one of my chapter brothers had been in the organization 60 years, passed on the 19th from COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
had a friend that we grew up together in the neighborhood. He was coaching in the school system, and he passed on yesterday. So the thing about it don't have any certain people it's going to touch. Doesn't matter what gender, what race, what economic background you're from, when COVID come calling, we have to be prepared. We have to make sure we get everything right. And we got to come together as a culture, as a family, and pray for one another. Let's teach individuals not to put ourselves in situations. This is something that we have to deal with. And on my other shows, one of the co-hosts always said this is a plague. And we have to realize that we have to get ourselves right. And you know who you have to get yourself right with. So we have to. And for those families, which is, I'll call out, that's Brother Charlie Johnson. He's 80 years old. He just left transition on the 19th, 80 years old. Remember the Phi Beta Sigma fraternity for 60 years, soon to be 61.
Wow.
But God took him home. And the wisdom that he had, he was the oldest one in our chapter. We're so glad to have that wisdom among us. Another young man, I know for sure, is 64, and he coached in the Montgomery Public School System as well as was the ROTC officer, training officer at a high school. God called him home yesterday. So
I'd like to give a shout out to the Spearman family. Our godfather, he passed away on the 17th, and he was born March 26th. And ironically, 2005, that's when my dad passed, January 17th, and he was also born on the 26th. So this kind of hit hard. My niece tested positive twice, It's my god sister's daughter. So it's like until this hit home, you really don't know what we're up against. So you're exactly right about, you know, praying and knowing who to pray to keep us all covered. Most of all, mentally, people are so freaked out about it, and it's understandable. But you know, it comes down to the truth of the situation. You know, we can't control it, but we can control how we respond to it. But go ahead.
Come on. you put the words in, sister. I'm telling you, and that's one of the things I called for yesterday. They was telling me I was randomly raving yesterday about calling on us to kind of focus, and I call it, as we say, block by block. We got to go from home, house to house, home to home, and take care of what we're doing. Let's educate ourselves. Let's not put ourselves and our families in a bad situation by going places that, you know, lack the ventilation.
Right.
You know, to where this infection or this plague can spread quickly. Let's stay out of those places for right now. Let's do it. We don't need nobody in any higher level to decide about the God now. To say, you know, this because they sit in a seat up in a certain house or sitting and whether it's on this local, state, national, to tell us we don't need to go. We got to work on each other. And that was my rant and raid idea yesterday. I won't do it today because we're going to have an awesome show, because we're going to talk about some things that might be disheartening to people, because, you know, you deserve to be truly loved. So why do you get people that lie to you and not being honest with you? You know, our acronym for the Love Cafe centered around the L is listening and loving that person to love. The O is for observing and overcoming the many challenges that we're going through like now with COVID-19 and coronavirus. We got to overcome because of the love we have for our families, so we'll make sure we provide knowledge of protection. I want you to take that with you. I tell everybody, knowledge for protection. That's what we have to have. And knowing that I love you and I care about you, don't go to places that you're going to bring it back to the family and take away some of our patriarchs and our matriarchs. We have to realize that, and we have to do it in each family to make sure we talk with our family members to let them know, no matter how young they are or how old they are, places you may need not to be. We also talk about value. Life is valuable, people. Life is valuable, and we have to use this time to make sure we love each other, overcome the challenges, treat each other with the value that we deserve. And last is encouragement, empowerment. Those are some things. We're going to empower you through our message today, that you look at love, and love is to a point where you know I deserve truly to be loved, but don't disrespect me. Don't hurt me. Don't humiliate me. Do not lie to me. And that's what we're going to talk about, the Love Cafe. We have a menu that's strong. We always have our appetizer, which is a lust. We have our entree, which is the attraction. And then we have that dessert, which is the attachment. And finally, we have some libation to wash it all down. So let's make this thing happen tonight. We're going to be kind of pulling and looking at certain things. We're going to first. So we always on this show, we're going to talk about true love, because in some people's ideal of true love is not the same. Their definition been flawed because we develop our definition from love from the experience that we go through. If we've been through experience, haven't been positive, but those individuals that causing you to have a bad taste in your mouth tells you they love you. They lying to you. They're lying to you, and you have to tell them you're lying to me. Once you're able to get control of it, because those people like to manipulate. Those people like to control. Those people like to humiliate. Those people like to hurt. Those people like to abuse. Whether they physically do it, They can do it mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And my, I can tell you, boy, when they get to going to you at those ways right there, you have a definite problem with survival. We're going to talk about love. Let's kind of look at a definition of love, and we're going to kind of take some of our experiences and talk about true love and what is the definition before we get into talking about whether I deserve love, whether you lying to me and telling me you love me and you're truly not loving me. You're trying to take advantage of me.
Well,
oh,
where do I start? Where do I begin? Lord, I'm can you hear me
yes.
good? Okay,
yes,
I
yes.
can start with what was not love. Why did he lie to me? The physical abuse that I sustained was, I think it was what he felt about himself. And because we were so close to each other, he lived a lie of relationships that he wanted to be with a woman. But in his heart of hearts, he really wanted to be with a man. And he,
oh,
to even go deeper, he had a love-hate for his mother, and it then displayed his, it was displayed in his behavior throughout the relationship. And it was so cold and torturing. Boy, if I could go deep, just one incident, we were out in the club and we were leaving, and a guy, it was some men trying to leave out, and he's standing in the doorway. This man who loved me, he just proposed to me. We out on the town. So he was standing in the doorway, and I just had to walk past him. And, oh, my God, that man tried to bust my head up against every car windshield that we walked past as our scream for help. But all along he's saying, I love you, I love you. But it's like you're lying. You know, you're trying to kill me in front of these different people. And I'm even referring on this lie of love, or this lie of love language, is because, like, I just got a new smile. In that same incident, he was hurting me so badly, I had to bite him after I just got new dental work done. And the bite infected my mouth, and I had to have some serious work. But I'm glad to say today I got a brand new smile, a brand new spirit, because I now understand the differences of love language. Like, if a person loves you, they will not hurt you. They will not break your spirit. They will not break your skin. And, you know, that his lie was a lie to himself. And it was demonstrated in abuse, because he didn't know how to accept who he was and accept what was done to him. So everything that I felt like he did out of his stepfather loving him, providing for him, and then physically assaulting his young male body, it devastated his mind as a man. So he just grew up living a lie because he was lying to himself. He didn't want to live. He didn't want to live in his reality. So he created facades of realities through relationships with women, but almost killed him, as I later found out. But on the other side of knowing what true love is being able to stir up and pull a source of strength within yourself, pull for that strength, and love yourself. No matter everything that came up against me, the truth for me about real love is having that greater source of strength and a connection to my spiritual father that loved me no matter what. No matter what I did, no matter what came up against me, that's true love for me spiritually. Now, in the flesh, my twin sister, when I was in my struggles, you know, my mind was just gone, devastated, because, you know, I'm in a relationship with whom I thought loved me, you know. And even going deeper, being a child of molestation, we loved that abuser, you know, as a child. So it trickled on out into different kinds of lies, because we didn't ever tell the truth about what happened. So we acted out in different kind of ways. So to be 50 years old, praise God, on everything that came up against me. True love is having a strong spiritual relationship that you can pull from that inner source of strength to keep going. Hello.
Hello. Come on now. Amen, my sister.
I'm purging now.
Talk.
I'm sorry. It's been a minute since I've been on the call, so I'm going.
I'm glad to. You're back there. Brother Pratt, all right.
Amen. Amen. Okay,
amen.
So in the area of, thank you so much for sharing your that information, Tina. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. And I think that that's really, really helpful for people, too, as well.
Thank
so
you,
Pastor. What I do with people, when I take them through a process of relationship coaching and counseling, is to take people through a personal assessment of what they are looking for in a relationship. Because here's what I found. When they go through that personal assessment, they begin to learn, first of all, who they are and what kind of relationship they're looking for. They identify what they're looking for. And what I try to help people do is to pay attention to what they see happening and then make a determination of what they are looking for. If the actions that the other person, first of all, if they understand who they are, if they understand who they are, understand what their principles are, and understand what their purpose is, then the focus is more so on, is this person disrupting any one of those three things? Now, that is, so here's what I think stresses people out in relationships. When you are trying to figure out why the person lied to you, I think that you get drained by trying to understand their behavior. I think what you really have to do is stay more focused on what you saw, that it happened, that's your reality, and then trying to get into the whole why did they do this, that, and the other is really for them to work out and not for you to work out, because you get entangled and ensnared in their why when you need to be free to get to your purpose.
Yeah,
that can be very, very draining to understand why somebody lied to you, why they deceived you, why did they do this. And I understand just human nature wants that answer. But you still might not get the truth, because remember, it was deception in the first place that got you to the place of the lie.
Come on.
So it's very draining. I think that is, if a person is at a place of repentance and they want to do better, then they will explain why they did the action. If they're ready to be free of why they did do the deceiving, they'll come out and tell you, or they'll go through a process. But at that point, you've got to decide on the health and the mindset and the health, the wellness of your own life. You can really get messed up trying to figure out somebody else's why. That's the psychologist's job.
Oh yes.
That's you see what I'm saying? That person, when they need to heal, especially if you're not married to them. If you're not married to them, I think it is draining to invest that kind of time and energy in somebody that hasn't even figured out why they do the things that they do.
If I may say, Pastor, you are exactly correct, because I got to a point after I spoke with his mother in the beginning of our relationship. She was like, well, I don't know what's wrong with him. He left at 13 years old. His stepfather kept him his closet full of clothes. And, you know, he said he raped him or something. All this, you know, she made it seem like there was something wrong with her son, which diminished or minimized what he had went through. So me, in my thought process, I tried to love him past that. I tried to show him that I love him so much that I didn't look at him differently or whatnot. But Twin, my co-founder, she just stepped in the room. She wanted to
say hi right quick. Hello, gentlemen. Happy New Year. Great topic.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Awesome. Pretty good. I didn't want to interrupt my sister, but I just wanted to say hello and let you all know I was present in the same space as my beloved twin.
Yeah. All right, get out. So, okay, thank you.
So, y'all a trip with that.
So, so it took a long time, but even with Pastor Pratt helping me understand who I am, you know, what are my boundaries, you know, what I will and what I do. Had I had that coaching back then, oh, my God, I wouldn't have been through so much. But coming forward and now being able to look back on where I was accountable in my life, you know, thinking that I could, you know, help him through this emotional period in his life where he was, like, really mentally devastated, I told myself that I could love him past it. And at the point that I was both mentally and physically drained, you know, at that point, I had to give up. I mean, it was periods where I would just say I took on a God-like complex, lying to myself, you know, trying
to
do everything I could do. Yeah.
That's what I was getting ready to say. See, what I didn't mean to cut you off. That's what I was getting ready to say that I didn't get a chance to, I didn't finish. You take on a God complex trying to love somebody and help heal somebody through an issue that they aren't even putting in the work to do. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's draining.
Exactly.
You can't love somebody more than they love themselves and hopefully be sitting back on the back hoping. Now, it's different when you get in a marriage. There's a different level of commitment that comes in than when you're dating somebody and you're trying to. There is a certain level of level that they need to have coming in. And when you spend enough time dating people and getting to know them and them getting to know you, and as I said, there is a level of you just watch the behavior of people, not the emotions of people. Watch the behavior of people. And if you pay more attention to the behavior of people, your emotions won't get so sucked into the behavior. See, and that whenever you want to outlove somebody that's not even loving themselves, you've got a complex. You're trying to fill a hole inside you, actually.
Right. Yeah.
Because you see what I'm saying? Trying to figure out why did you do this? Why did you do that? If you spend more time on this happened, this goes against what my beliefs are, this does not look like love, this is not my definition of what I need in my life. See, if you're very, very specific about, and literally this is a blessing, y'all, because I finished two of the chapters in my book and I'm on chapter 3 now.
Awesome.
So, and it's literally dealing with this kind of this topic. It's literally dealing with this. It's dealing with this. I don't want to give it away till the book is finished, but it's dealing with this very topic. There has to be something inside of us that says, okay, this is not for me, and that person has to work it out. And maybe after they go through the process of therapy or healing and they get healed from that, then maybe you can sit down and try something again. But you cannot love somebody through their stuff that they are not working on. It's different if they're working on it and they're putting forth an effort to do it. It's like if somebody's an alcoholic. If they decide that they're gonna go to a 12-step or Celebrate Recovery, they're gonna go through the process and you see them doing the work to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can hang.
Exactly.
You can hang with them. But there's something different about when the person is lying to you. Now they're not working with you; they're working against you.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And love is not going to change that. If anything, you become a crutch to them and an enabler.
Right. Enabler.
That's,
yeah.
That's it. We're enabler. Now, on top of that, you know, we want you to be a part of this conversation. Pastor Eddie, as well as Tina Robinson, is coming hard and bringing some things, even personal experience. You can call in. The call-in number or dial in, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts. Just give us your location and then just off your expertise. Just to kind of piggyback a little bit off that, Pastor Pratt and Tina, one of the things that we run into when we become enablers is that we try to overcompensate what people are lacking. And one of the biggest challenges that we have to deal with is that we can recognize when someone is lacking, does not have a clear understanding of love. And when they don't have a clear understanding of love, they mistake just saying, I love you, as being in love with you. So in essence, as Tina said, this person was abusing, humiliating, doing things to her, and we all have had things in our life. They still tells you, I love you. That definition of love does not allow them to really understand how they're doing. They are broken. They need to be healed. And it takes a healing process. I'm taking this from Brother Pratt. Brother Pratt has shared this with us many of our shows, our relationship show on Tuesday night, or the Thursday night show. People have a healing process they have to go through. When they go through this healing process, sometimes we try to speed the process up because we're the person wanting it to be better. And the thing about it, because we have selected them instead of allowing God to prepare me to be a selection for that person. We said it again, God prepares me to be a selection. We step out and we say we are now their selection, and they don't get a chance to finish with the healing process. If they can't love themselves, the definition they may have may be just lust. That definition may be being abusive. That might be the controlling. That's their definition. But that is not true love. That's scary love. If anybody loves you that much, and you heard people say, I love you, and I love you so much, I will take you out. You know?
Yeah, I love you. That's true.
To death. That's what they say. I love you to death.
Yeah, when they say they love you to death, when they say they love you to death, you better be sure what they mean by that.
Oh yeah, You have to. What do you say? You have to listen with that love language. You have to listen with that word love. It's like I've been on the end of both sides. You know, the love you to life, which is what we use in Honor My Own Truth now. We love you to life. Profound in my heart, I want to wish you well. I want to do everything I can to be of purpose, not to break you. But, you know, it's like, again, my new love language is to be intentional without the fight, you know, intentional without being aggressive. And it's like I didn't grow up with abuse in my home. I grew up with the love language of looking beyond one's faults. And it was a default in my younger age from never getting the proper help. So as Pastor was saying about personal assessment of yourself, this is a really good therapy for people. I recommend him highly. He helped me in one of a situation with me in a relationship. And it was a quick conversation. I said, well, could you do a personal assessment on me? And he did. It was less than 24 hours and it blew my mind. But it really helped me find out who I was and to help me identify with that little girl who was still trapped. And even being in church and with leaders, they, you know, not everybody, but just those I have come across, they could have a leadership role but living a lie in their personal lives. So that's a big question right there. How could you be a leader, a teacher, a preacher, a doctor, whatever, but you're living a lie in
like you dare a service, but in your energy exchange energy, it's totally negative. It's like, where's the disconnect? How do you have a disconnect when you be in a service of to a person, even just, you know, saying you love your career or you don't, you know?
Exactly. And Tina has shared some, as well as Brother Pratt shared, some strong things to focus on. And we have to keep in mind that these kind of things we have to focus on. But we also have to take this minute and give a shout out to our sponsor. You know, we have a couple of sponsors, but I want to give a shout out to one particular young man. And if you decided to start a business, whether it's Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Financial Solution, or just a startup company, you need capital. That means you need money. You need a loan. And how to apply for that loan, call William Scott, 334-320-5438. That's William Scott, 334-320-5438. Check him out. He can talk with you. You can even go to his Facebook page. That's William Scott. And you can talk and share some things with him, make a request, communicate with him, and you can help. Also, he's also working with the Small Business Development Center at Alabama State University, and he's working with several disaster preparedness virtual courses that's going on this time. You don't even have to be present. You can do everything virtual no matter where you are. The information will be posted on my Facebook page, all of our social media, so you'll get a chance to be a part of that. The last one was on the 21st, which is today, if I'm not mistaken. And tomorrow, my dates get so caught up, people. Y'all work with me sometime. So we had one that was going on recently, and there's another one coming up next week. So make sure you call William Scott. All right, let's kind of step into an area, and I want you all to kind of think about this for a second. Maybe you don't deserve love. It was so great. Why are you so happy? Maybe you don't deserve love because it was so great. He's telling you he loved you. He's buying you everything. But why are you so happy? I'm so unhappy. Unhappy. Why are you so unhappy? That's the question.
I can speak past tense. If for me, I think it's a terminology that I came up with. I was sexmatized. It was like through all the physical abuse, you know, the makeup time, the honeymoon time is when you become most intimate. And in those intimate spaces, he would just repeat, you know, just different things in my head to where after I looked at it years later, I call it sexmatized because in that intimate space, he would get in my ear and just repeat these different things, you know, how he loved me and how, you know, my body belonged to him and nobody could love me like him. You know, the flowers, the wine and dining, it was beautiful. It did make me feel like I was happy to be on the honeymoon side, but yet I was very unhappy because that love was, you know, turning me into a monster. I couldn't even recognize who I was. You know, I couldn't, my face and everything was all distorted, but he loved me. So for me, it was sexmatized that in that intimate space, you know, you think you, that word love, it holds so much power. So your person telling you they love you, and, you know, beat the crap out of you and then nurse you back to health. That, I think that's what I've seen it. I've seen it in other couples. They would come to me, you know, bleeding, crying, you know, I'm having an anxiety attack, you know, looking at and feeling the energy from these two. But then, you know, when they calm down, they nursing each other back to health. You know, the eyes, the bleeding, they think that's love. You know, but yet they're unhappy because they have to look at the bruises and stuff that they put on each other. But It's all about the love language and how people communicate. It's like it takes someone like Pastor Eddie Pratt to help the individuals help identify themselves and what their experience is so they can really understand what true love is, which is not to hurt people or to make them feel intimidated. So, you know, going forward, again, I can't emphasize the great need of having therapy to help you understand who you are. If you've ever been through any devastating relationships with identifying what true love is and why did I accept the lie or why did I lie to myself? Why did he or she lie? You know, this is a really wide range of topics that we can talk about. But, yeah, I'll pass the mic.
Okay, awesome. And we have to keep in mind that when we're dealing with situations, we have to do our best to keep an open mind while we and be on alert, because sometimes we let our guard down, and our guard to allow us to fall into situations that it's hard to get out. Pastor Pratt always said on the shows that, and I shared it because he's been on many of our shows, his expertise is there. When you recognize somebody that a healing, or recognize somebody who not capable of loving themselves, you have to truly ask yourself, do I want to be a victim or be collateral damage? Do I want to be the crutch for that person? Do I really want to do that? Because if they're not quite healing, capable of going through a point of loving you like you need to be loved because of the damage, in essence, you can say they are damaged good. We never want to put that on anybody, but people are damaged goods. And when they are damaged goods, they're incapable of loving you like you deserve to be loved. So what we have to give, then, you know, we have an intuition. We have a mindset. We are able to recognize things, even though in our heart we don't want to accept it, but we have to remember love starts in our heart, in our soul.
Yeah.
It doesn't start from the outside in. It's a inner self that when it begins to recognize, see, you're right across when you can see some things going on with people and your heart get a beat or your heart slow down. See, that's that indication that something ain't right, and we have to keep that in mind. Then we have to be able to recall things to say, now maybe this person is not the person that deserved true love from me. Just because they're telling you I love you, it's easy to say I love you and actually they don't love you. We can put a lie on it. We can call it, it's not, but keep in mind it's not accurate. And you know what? If you allow your heart to open up and you already know it, and then the consequences is going to be very, very.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to. I had all the warning signs, but I could say I lied to myself. I took on a God complex that I could fix it. I could love him past his own pain. But to now even think about it, every area where I was trying to help him, to my detriment, it was areas that I needed to work on in myself. And I'm giving all glory to God. I'm on the other side of it, and I'm alive, and I'm well. You know, I still have some issues, but, you know, I now know I can spot them. I can spot them a mile away, you know, but it goes for me when I start trying to be more hands-on instead of allowing God to just, you know, open the doors or just allow things to come easy, I challenged it. I tried to speed up the process, you know, and then, boom, I had to deal with the consequences. But now, you know, who I am today,
I know who I am today. I'm a woman. I'm a CEO. I'm a mother. I'm a life coach. I'm an advocate off of loving yourself. And the truth shall set you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And those truths are sometimes very horrifying, but to be of courage and accept your own truth first, you know, then you shall be set free. But if you don't acknowledge it for what it is, you know, you'll keep living a lie.
That's it, living a lie.
So right. Words are very important, I think. There's a word that sticks out for me right now, and the word is acceptance. And let me tell you why that has jumped out. First of all, it has to be acceptance of accepting who you are first. In other words, acceptance of there are two things that are very important that I think are very, and you've probably heard me talk about this before. It's very important that you understand what your strengths are, and you have to be keenly aware of what your weaknesses are.
Yes.
And you have to be accepting of who you are, so that when somebody else shows up and you see the behavior that they're giving you, there has to be acceptance about what their behavior is, who they are. Now, when you accept who people are, you don't try to make them what you want them to be. To fill the hole inside of you. See, when you don't accept what you're actually seeing, you want to change what you're seeing through either loving them, being upset with them, whatever it is. But the goal is really, I need you to satisfy something in me that will make me feel more complete about me. And then that way we can love each other.
Yes.
So the process that I keep saying, that word process, the acceptance part is the process is actually standing back and saying, like what Maya Angelou says, she said, you know, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them.
Yes, sir.
Now, once they have shown you who they are, I add on something another thing on top of what she said is after you have seen who the person is, and then or they've shown you who they are, and then it says believe them. The next part of that, have the courage to make a self-protective decision. Once you don't make a self-protective decision, you are trying to make a decision that hopefully will be something that will fulfill you. And that person has to be naturally or in a process of being the best person that they can be. And even if they're at their best, if it doesn't line up with what you need, they're not good for you.
Right. Come on now.
And that rolls back into a trust factor. God will send who you need. He'll send who you
That's
need.
Right. Not who you want. Who you need. Yes, sir.
But if
yes,
you
sir.
Force... If you force, see, God will send you what you need and what you want. But if you try to force it, the outcome is always going to be much, much worse. It's because you're stepping in front of God and you're violating yourself. You become the abuser of yourself because you're putting somebody in your space that doesn't have your best interests at heart.
Exactly. And that's one of the key things we have to keep in mind. And Pastor kind of cleared up because a lot of time we put sometimes our wants before our need. But God knows what we need. And you know what that is? And when he said, I know what you need, that's because that's what you want. And he'll make sure he preps you for that. And that's what we have to do when we're dealing with individuals. The call number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. So you can chat with Tina and chat with Pastor Pratt on this topic of I deserve to be truly loved. Why did you lie to me? and it's an awesome topic. We had some awesome statements being made tonight. And one of the things Pastor Pratt as well as Tina, I want to kind of go back to something what Pastor Pratt said about self-protected decisions. You know, and Pastor Pratt, I want you to, and I know you share some things. Can you go a little bit in depth with that? Because some people don't understand when they're dealing with these situations, they may not feel like they're capable of making self-protected decisions.
And yeah. Okay. Now here's something. I want y'all to put your seatbelts on, because I'm getting ready to give you a different perspective of the very question that you asked, which is the topic of the show. And I want y'all to check this perspective out. What I love about it, you said, I deserve to be loved. Why did you lie to me? Here's the thing that's really important. Do you know that is a question that is actually, when I talk about self-protective, and that's P-R-O-T-E-C-T-I-V-E, self-protective. When I say self-protective, do you know that that's a question that you should be, that's the question that your body is asking your mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's the question
your
heart is asking. Forget about ask. This is not a question. In other words, what your heart is saying, I deserve to be loved. And it's telling your head, and your heart is asking your head, why did you lie to me? Because your head made a decision that contradicted what your heart needs.
There you go.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. That's too deep right there. Come on now.
Because this one. We're blaming the I deserve to be loved on the other person when your head is not paying attention to the way this person, see, consistency will tell you if that person really loves you. It is consistency in action, not consistency in what they're saying. It's consistency in what they're doing. And then when they're doing something consistent, if you stick around somebody long enough, you'll learn what their motives are.
Yes,
and
a lot of times
we can recognize the motives of people, but that empty place inside of us doesn't want to see the motive of the other person because we're trying to get something filled within ourselves. But the heart is asking the head, I deserve to be loved. Why did you lie to me? Why did you bring somebody? Why did you make a decision that contradicts me and gives space to this other person that doesn't line up with who we are, what our principles are, and what our purpose is. And that part has nothing to do. That part overrides the part of why the other person lied to you. That's why I said you can't spend a lot of time on why they lied. That's their issue.
Right.
Yes.
The question is, why did I keep going when I thought that was a lie? Or why was I so sucked in that I believed the lie? Usually there's an alert system that goes off of discernment. When you're close to God, there's a discernment that comes.
If I could speak, for me, I did try to get away, you know, and I honestly, the last straw, when the police came, I found out that this man had hiding places in my house. He had 9 sets of keys to my house, and I did not have a clue. I worked a lot as a master hairstylist in East Oakland. And, you know, so I was always active. But, you know, after the huge fight, he's gone. But what happened was, it was his cycle of how he knew what to do to start an argument, to be gone 30 minutes, to be gone 2 or 3 days. And, of course, he'll call crying, saying, I want to come back. And, okay, I'm at work, and I come home, and he's in my house. I'll be asleep and wake up. He's in my house standing over me. So in between almost having a heart attack and going into complete shock, you know, it was like I was stuck. And the only thing that saved me with the last attack, that was a really brutal attack. He hit me in the head with a hammer 3 times, and he was like totally zonked out of his mind. But all praise to God, it didn't bust my head, but it my brain was swollen for a couple of years. And this was, you know, several years ago, but I feel like I was so, I didn't willingly go back, like, hey, this is what I want to accept in a relationship. But I feel like when he kept coming back, when I was off guard, you know, my kids would be gone, I would be at home alone, and I didn't understand how he was getting in the house until, again, that last day, cleaning all his stuff out. He had like over 9 sets of keys. I was moving my furniture. I saw like little places where it was like he was a child. He would have little hiding places in the house. So that really messed me up psychologically, because, you know, I would think he would be gone, all his stuff off the dresser or whatever would be gone. So I think I felt like I was just trapped, you know, until he just had this last emotional break, and I think it saved my life in a sense. You know, I had to go through a lot of turmoil, but you know, it wasn't like I stayed in a relationship because I devalued myself. It was he was such a predator. He was such a predator. After looking at it now, just he strategically had everything planned, and his behavior was so insane that off the bat you wouldn't have thought that, you know, if he would call me, having me all freaked out at work, you know, saying he's leaving, I come home, he's gone, and then to later find out he was hiding in different areas of the house, you know, that was crazy. So being grateful to be out on the other side of that, you know, we have to listen to those red flags. You know, I don't care how fine they look or how nice of a car or how much money they have. If they have issues, if you have issues, you know, you have to recognize those red flags from the gate. If they show you who they are, aggressive and temperamental because they want things their way, you know, you can't just overlook it. You know, that's a grown person acting childlike. They're lying to themselves. They have a adult body but a mind of a child, and they're trying to live as an adult but with childish behavior. We have to pay attention to that. You know, I had to go reassess who I was. I was a grown woman with a child's state of mind. So as this woman, I told that little girl, you have permission to be free. You don't have to accept any form of abuse in any form.
Okay. Awesome, man. I tell you, this is some awesome information being shared with you. This is WVSW. We're the voice of the Smith Way Internet Talk Radio, and we're so glad to come before you. And we're going to kind of get ready to close it off right here because, yes, we have a little extra time we always put in, so we won't go over the allotted time that we have. But at this time, I'll go with Brother Pratt. If you want to share something right here, then come back with Sister Robinson, who will come and share some thoughts with us as we get ready to close out and move toward another day. But we have some people we want to give a shout out that join us on Facebook, and I always do that. But I'm going to go with Brother Pratt first.
All right. Before I give closing remarks, I wanted to ask you, because I think the topic of this, do you mind if I include this topic, or actually just the topic question in this chapter that I'm writing? Do you mind if I do that? Do I have
no
your permission
problem
to do that? Okay.
Yeah, no problem, my brother. I'm with you. We in this thing together, my brother. Awesome.
Amen. Okay. What I just wanted to close with is probably something we said throughout the show, but just in summary, love yourself. Love yourself, not love yourself enough not to abuse yourself. Keep always keep you in mind when you are dealing with other people. In other words, when you go into a relationship, take your heart, but don't leave your head at home.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. Oh. Woo. Come on. All right. All right. Sister Robinson.
Oh, I want to say for 2021, you know, we must value the spirit within the individual. If they're true to your spirit of truth, rock with them. If it's draining you in any kind of way, you know, be of courage to love yourself enough to not be emotionally or physically drained. Even if it's your closest loved ones, value the spirit within yourself and within others and learn a new love language. Be intentional without being aggressive. With that, we say, I love you to life on purpose.
Awesome, awesome, yeah. I tell you. That's where we are. And just to kind of touch bases on, and just want to say one thing before I give a shout out to those individuals joining us. You know, Pastor Pratchett said something, and I'm going to definitely always keep it in mind. You know, when we're talking about dealing with individuals, you know, take your heart, but don't leave your head at home. We got to have those working with one another. A lot of times it's not working like it should, and we sometimes get caught in situations that is hard to get out. It's easy to get in and hard to get out. So let's keep that in mind because it's so hard. You got to love yourself, you know, enough, you know, that you don't abuse yourself. You know, Pastor Brad said that as well. Put it down. Love yourself enough so you won't abuse yourself. And there's a few people out there waiting for you to put yourself in a position so you'll end up abusing yourself, as we said throughout the show. You know, you got to understand you're pretty much the reason why this is going on, because you may come with your heart wide open and forget about using your head to make some of the decision. Because we know love comes from the heart and the soul. But also, one thing we always see in the definition and how we talk about true love and real love, it's a state of mind. So if you let your heart and your mind go together, you will be successful. It was awesome tonight. I thank the team for joining us. Let me give a shout out to these individuals who took time to be on, be with us tonight. And every time we have them, I have to make sure I shout it out to them. We have Latae Pickett with Inspire to Inspire Ministry. She's the CEO as well as the founder. She did some awesome things, just like I know our co-host was doing over there in Oakland, when she was out working with individuals, making sure they had what they need when we was going through COVID-19, also leading up to the holidays. But Latae Pickett also inspired individuals enough, other organizations like Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated, to help with feeding a family. And her organization also provided toys and clothes for our family so that Christmas could be bright. And that's important, my people. We got to make sure we begin to take care of one another. We have Barbara Beasley over there from Emeril, Alabama, over there in Sumter County. Thank you. Also, Barbara, today is her birthday, so we'll say happy birthday to Barbara Beasley. We also have Jackie Riddle. Thank you so much, Jackie, for joining us. We have Dr. Erica Butler, that used to be one of my instructors when I was a principal, and she always tell me, you actually gave me my first start, and she said, always tell me, she said, you're a good person. I said, thank you so much. I'm not beating my own drum. I'm only repeating what she said, but she's doing real well now. Thank you so much, Dr. Butler. We also, our co-host is on here, Tina Robinson. Thank you so much, as well as Gina Bates. Hi, Gina Robinson Bates, right? And make sure I get that right now. May she join us earlier and share. That's right. Vanita Brewer Burnett, She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She's had J16, which was 101 years. We have my good friend and cohort when I worked in out of the central office in Lowndes County Public School as a career tech director. And she's the principal and director of Monroe County High School or Monroeville, Alabama. That's Edna Richardson, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. My frat brother, Derek O'Neill, came through the undergraduate chapter at Alabama State University, Gamma Beta. Derek, thank you so much. John Lamont, thank you, brother John Lamont. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, also a candidate for the international president office in position of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We also have another fraternity brother of mine. This young man just crossed. He's a neophyte, but he's a good brother. None other than Brother Marvin Smith. He had an awesome show that he brings to the public through Facebook, a gospel show on Sundays at 12 o'clock and from time to time throughout the week. We have a young lady that was, I worked with her to get us to hopefully help her, and I know she did, and she included to get her certification, teacher certification in the state of Alabama. And she's a certified teacher now. Name is Michelle Langford Lovett, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And thank you so much, Michelle. And one of my former students, football player, basketball player back in the 90s. I'm sorry, in the 80s. I had to go back to the 80s. I'm sorry, in the 80s, out of McKinley, Alabama. That's Bobby Schupert. Thank you, Bobby, for joining us so much. We had a host of individuals that's joined us online as well. As I actually have two Facebook pages up, and I have people that got some notifications over here, and I'm trying to keep an eye on them and see what they're doing over here. You got Alice Gaines is checking out. We have Sandra Louise Walker, member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. We have a couple other individuals that go down list and talk about several things. We appreciate you joining us on Facebook on Two Mechanisms. It was good, team. I thank you so much for joining us. It's good to be able to share these opportunities in 2021. The days are brighter because we have to see that what happened behind us, stay behind us. Let's move forward and forward because that's where the solution is in the future or the solution is not. Thank you, Brother Pratt. Thank you, Sister Robinson.
God bless you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
Dr. I love y'all to death. Thank y'all for joining us and being a part and coming from the state of Texas and from Sister Robin, if you hadn't went back to California, I know you're maybe still in the state of Georgia. So the thing we thank you so much.
Wherever I am, I'm going to be with you. All right, God bless you guys. Okay. All right, good night.
You guys now. All right.
All right, have a awesome rest of the night. And we're going to call it quits right now, but Andrea Metley joining us as well on Facebook. She just signed in. And again, I tell you, it's awesome. You know, hashtag is being responsible during this COVID-19. Safety measures have to be taken. We have to reach back and go to our families and make sure our families, we are aware of the dangers out there that can be brought back to our matriarch and our patriarch and our other family members. We also have to understand that one life matters. You have to understand just because it hadn't hit you don't mean it won't hit somebody else. So you got to remember COVID-19 have a variation of it, more dangerous than the variation we're dealing with now. Let's take care of ourselves. Let's make sure we do the right thing. And then next, the hashtag is keep on grinding. We want you to keep on grinding. I know it's going to be some challenging days, but keep on grinding. Just good. Communicate for understanding. That's what we want to do. We share some things about I deserve to be truly loved. Why did you lie to me? Thank you so much, both of the team members, for sharing them thoughts, letting you know the cafe is alive and well, and hopefully it soothes your appetite. And last but not least, a couple things I want to bunch in there. I want you to make sure you hug your family members if you're able to hug them. If not, go virtual and give them a hug. But also make sure you say this because, you know, times are, we are challenging, you know, that we got to understand what love is and what love does. We have to keep that in mind. What love is and what love does, it's like a book. We don't own the rights to the music, but I'm going to say this as we get ready to get closed out.
I'm gonna
Jesus.